Hello everyone, this is Hans Last. And I know it's a little bit after the fact, because I know it's a while back now. People have mentioned about Audioboo's mandatory login policy. And I know this is subject is gone, but I do want to put in my two cents in on this matter too, give my feedback. And so here's my stand. Some people have been saying that Audioboo has significantly changed and their whole platform has changed and is very different. And it's become very commercial, with a lot of commercial broadcasters having accounts on here. And the other thing a lot of people had mentioned, even when it came out, with is the iPhone app, which has really changed significantly. And all those 3 points I do agree with. And the app, I can't get used to it. It's very, very difficult. I liked it better when you could just follow users. You had a list of them, and you could swipe up and down to the ones you wanted to hear, which is much like how it still is on the website. Now you've got this radio-type player, and now they try to make it a personalized, more experience. Well, I'm sorry to say, but I think I should have the right to choose what posts I listen to and what I don't listen to. And so that's, and the whole layout is just totally different. I think it was much simpler before. And I think that should not have changed. The other thing is, a lot of accounts, I follow Audioboo on Twitter, and a lot of their stuff is from their corporate accounts, from different news clips and interviews and professional podcast stuff. And I'd followed Audioboo with as they were Audioboo at the time, now Audioboom, with them putting out technical stuff if there were site issues and that. But now it's a lot of content creators are generating, they're posting on behalf of content creators. Nothing wrong with that. Because people are trying to promote their content, and I think it's important that the content is promoted. I don't disagree with that at all. But it's just really noticeable how much they've changed. But the one thing I kind of have mixed feelings about is the mandatory login policy on Audioboo. That I can agree with people when they say that, yes, they now have to sign in when they, like, if they're not already a member of the site, they have to register or sign in. So if you're tweeting from a Twitter or Facebook and you're not an Audioboo member, you can no longer listen. Now that I definitely don't agree with, because I think that people should have the right, it's our content, we put it on there, we put it out for the people to listen to. And it should be like Twitter, for example. You have to create an account to Twitter to post, and you have to, sharing and for contacting people, obviously you have to have an account with Twitter for those purposes. But if you want to simply view a tweet, as long as people mark their tweets as public, they can be viewed on a web page going to twitter.com/ and then whatever the username. You can view their posts directly that way, anything public. And there's no requiring you to sign in. There is, on the top of the website, there is a sign in or sign up button. And that's understandable. Audioboo, it's my understanding, and I have actually noticed from my own experience, you now have to sign in. And I have the iPhone here. I have an app called TimeHop, which allows me to go back and listen to tweets from this particular date back X number of years ago. I just listened to a couple tweets from this day back in 2012 that I had posted. And, of course, I'd done this once before with TimeHop, and I had to sign in. But since then, I haven't had to anymore. So I think it fortunately remembers. And most people with a computer remember. So yeah, initially you have to sign in and be registered. And then once you're in, then that's no big deal. I do agree with what many people say. It is counterproductive because of the fact that people, you're restricted to site members, which is all well and good. For statistical purposes, I'm sure they've done it. But it's counterintuitive in the way that, as a content creator, you're now restricted somewhat in where you're and how you can distribute your content. you now have to give it to other site members. And if people don't have a site, they cannot enjoy the content. So that part I don't like, when the Audio Boo making you have to sign in. I agree with that. Now, some of these people that say that, oh, if I don't sign in, I'm not going to use them anymore because I don't like the way they've changed and everything. Yeah, I can understand the frustration. But I think at the same time, it's not really going to change nothing. You're going to basically lose out. And there's friends like, you know, I'm still on Audio Boo, and there's other people I follow on Audio Boo. And they're just myself, like myself, just people, just with an iPhone or recorder or whatever, just record stuff. And if these cancel the account, that takes away from my content, because now they're because there's no longer content being put out. And when I post something out, not as many people listen, are able to listen to my boos because they've gone away from the site. So, I shouldn't say, because I think people have that choice not to. And if and generally the rule is, if you don't agree with something or something, have a problem with the service or something, then by all means stop using it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think, you know, if you don't like what they're doing, then yeah, I mean, stop using it if you must. But I mean, you know, I do think that shouldn't find out for sure. And because I mean, yeah, when I first saw it, I thought, wow, this is not good. This doesn't sound good. And then I listened, and then I let it sink in some, and thought, well, you know, that they've, like, Audio Boom has made some not so good, wise decisions in the recent past. Like, I've been a user myself for 4 years now. Actually, coming this May will mark 4 years on Audio Boom. And so, but, you know, that's just my opinion. And, but I do think, though, I do agree that members, everyone should have been informed of this, should have gotten an email saying that we now encourage people to sign in, like they, you know, make it from a positive, you know, telling people that, yes, you do need, we do need to sign in for purposes, and we can, all these reasons why they should be able to do this, and to justify their mandatory sign-in policy. And that's, we know that we weren't told as members, we were not told this. So I can understand the people feeling disheartened in this. So, I mean, I guess there's two sides to it. I guess my personally is that, no, that while I do agree with many, share with many people have, that this was not the best decision to do mandatory sign-in, I'm still going to continue putting posts to Audio Boom. Mind you, I don't do as much and haven't because of spending so much time on Skype with my wife, Delma. But I'm certainly going to keep on using Audio Boom, and there's still people that are still continuing to use it, and I will still follow them. And for those of you that have not yet left and have thought about it, I do strongly hope that you will stick it out. And find out a way, there should be a way to let Audio Boom know, the staff at Audio Boom, and because I think that if enough people do voice their opinion, I do think this can bring change. It may not, but I think that the staff at Audio Boom do need to know. So I'm just thinking that that's the way it should be. Anyway, that's the way I see it anyway, my opinion, my two cents in. So as a member, I just think it's just, I just say that. Okay, so time's running out. So thanks everyone for listening, and hope you have a good day.